ho, ho, ho! Behind the language! Oh, this is a podcast show that I really appreciate. And oh my god, this is episode 44. Well, today is December 15th, and that's why I came here to let you know that you still have 10 days before Christmas. Do you like the holidays? Do you and your family celebrate it? Do y'all decorate the house and exchange gifts? Ho ho ho! Well, I'm going to pass the mic back to teacher Rodrigo Norato because he is here right beside me, ready to work, and I have to go because I have a lot of gifts to deliver. Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas!
What's up, everyone? Teacher Rodrigo Norato here for another episode, and this is episode 44. Santa Claus, thank you so much for coming by. This is great to have you here with us, but yes, today is December 15th, and you do have a lot of stuff to do, right?
Yes, that's right. Well, I have to go back to Finland. That's where my home is located. You know, I've got to get the reindeers ready to work because there are a lot of gifts to be delivered.
All right, Santa Claus, thank you so much. And by the way, I have written a letter to you, okay? I hope you read it, and I hope that I can have this opportunity to get my gift and maybe pay you a visit one day, okay? Thank you very much for stopping by here at Behind the Language Podcast. This is English in Brazil, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Ho, ho, ho! Okay, Merry Christmas to you, Teacher Rodrigo, and Merry Christmas to all of you listening to this podcast show. All right, so this is my time to go. Bye.
All right. Okay, guys. So we're going to start another episode of Behind the Language. This is, as I told you before, this is episode 44. Well, you know the deal. Christmas is just around the corner. We're 10 days from this beautiful day. I don't know about y'all, but I love this day. And by the way, Karina has dropped a very nice creative song on Instagram. If you haven't checked her song, well, let me just give you some spoilers. You know the famous song by Mariah Carey, right? You know that one about Christmas. Everybody knows this one. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Well, Karina has created something in Portuguese with a very nice message in there. You have to go there and check it out right now. Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of Christmas, and I personally love the spirit and also the decorations and lights and all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? By the way, I watched the movie this week called Grinch. And, you know, I watched this movie the other day, and it was my first time. Can you believe that? I know this movie is kind of old, but, you know, that was my first time watching that. And because of this, I decided to come up with, you know, this podcast show about Christmas. You know, I don't know if you know the story, but Grinch hates Christmas. And he hates it because of something. If you haven't watched the movie, I'm not going to give you any spoilers. You have to go there and watch it, okay? Well, the Grinch is a fictional character created by Dr. Seuss. You know, the character first appeared in the 1957 children's book titled How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Grinch is a green, grouchy creature with a heart two sizes too small. So think about your heart. His heart is two sizes too small, and he hates Christmas. And the Who's of the Whoville, you know, it's a nearby cheerful community. You know, everybody is happy, and you know, they love to celebrate Christmas and stuff. So you have to go there and check it, okay? Over the years, this character, the Grinch, has been adapted into various forms of media, including animated TV specials, a live action movie, and an animated feature movie. You know, my favorite, I think that's because that's the only one I watched, is the one with Jim Carrey. You know, Jimmy is very funny, and I think that the character fits his personality. It feels like you're not even watching like an actor playing that character. It feels like, hey, this is Jim Carrey right there. That's amazing. One of the most well-known adaptations is this one, the 2000 live-action film titled Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Grinch Stole Christmas, directed by Ron Howard. Jim Carrey portrays the Grinch in this film, this one I just watched. And, well, this one provides a, I would say, more in-depth look at the character's backstory and motivation. So we understand why the Grinch hates Christmas, because of something that happened while he was a child. So I want to call out something here. Well, I love kids. Okay, I mean, I love to have kids around us. And one thing that's very important about childhood is the fact that the kids will be raised a certain way and they will experience so many things. So please, you know, make sure your kids have an amazing early life so that they don't grow up with a lot of traumas. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of us eventually will have a bad experience, but, you know, try to reduce, you know, the number of bad experiences so that your kids will grow to become, you know, better people. You know what I'm saying? So this is something in there. So this film explores the Grinch's journey from despising Christmas, hating Christmas, to experiencing a change of heart. So you'll see that in the movie, he would just go like this, man, I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas. But then at the end of the day, something happens. You might watch the movie to see it. However, this is not our main topic here today. We're not going to be talking about the Grinch in here. But before we go anywhere, make sure you follow me on my Instagram profile, which is at teacher.rodrigonorato, and check out the pictures, videos, and stories. I've got a lot in there, y'all. You know, over 1,600 posts for you to learn English for free. And you also should follow our amazing team of English teachers at English in Brazil so that you can see all of us in action. So you'll see all the teachers in there creating content, delivering a lot of lessons, tips, and so much more. So just go there and check it out as soon as you can, okay? All right, so now we can go down to the main topic of this conversation, of this podcast show, Behind the Language, episode 44. In this episode, we will talk about Christmas, of course, and learn vocabulary. And, you know, there are so many things that you should be learning. And also, we're going to check some grammar too, okay? Quick grammar, but it's going to be important for you to ask questions, for you to be a little bit more accurate when you ask questions about Christmas. Also, I have a recommendation that might get you really interested. You know, when I was researching about this place, I was like, Jesus Christ, I want to go to this place. So, shall we hop on a one-horse open sleigh and travel around Christmasland? If you're ready, I am. So first and foremost, I'd like to help you with some vocabulary they might come across, that you might come across when people talk about Christmas, okay? So there are many common sayings and phrases associated with Christmas. You know, there are a lot of songs. You know, by the way, this song is called Christmas Carols. When you hear all the songs about Christmas, they call them carols. And then usually they're reflecting the joy, the warmth, the festive spirit, you know, the festivities of the places. And of course, we're talking about the holiday season. So every time you hear this expression, holiday season, you're talking about the end of the year, Christmas, you know, maybe New Year's. You know, they always come together because they're only 1 week gap in between these two big events, right? So you have the Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I wish you a Merry Christmas, or we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So those are the two events that are part of the holiday seasons. So usually people say this to you. So here's the first one that you have to know. Merry Christmas. One thing about pronunciation, the T in the word Christmas is not pronounced. So we don't say Christmas. We just say Christmas, Christmas. Merry Christmas, the most traditional and widely used greeting during the Christmas season. So people look at you and say, hey, Merry Christmas. And Merry means happy. But why don't we just say Happy Christmas? Because this is not traditional. We just say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Another saying that's very common is Happy Holidays. And that's actually part of my favorite song, Happy Holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you. Oh my God, I love this carol. It's a holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming down. That's amazing. Happy holidays is also a very common saying. That's an inclusive greeting that acknowledges various celebrations during the holiday season, not just Christmas. As I told you, happy holidays is like, you know, it's a common saying for you to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everything is happy holidays. Another common saying is peace on earth, goodwill to man. So it's a sentiment often expressed during Christmas, you know, emphasizing the hope for peace and kindness among people. And that's exactly what we need, right? We see the world coming down to wars and stuff. This is crazy. I mean, you see like Russia, Ukraine, you see now Venezuela and Guyana, you see China and Taiwan, you see Israel and Palestine. Oh, that's crazy. I mean, a lot of wars going on in Africa too. Oh man, this is crazy. But this is what I wish. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. That leads me to the expression number 4. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Oh my God, I also love this song. Do you like this one too? It's the most wonderful time of the year. And personally, I think this is the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know about y'all, but since I was a kid, I've loved Christmas. You know, and I'm Brazilian, right? So we have Christmas in summer, which means that we don't have snow. We have actually a lot of rain, hot days, you know, humid hot days. But we also set up our Christmas tree. We have decorations. We have Christmas lights. We have our, I don't know, you know, all the decorations that we have at home, right? So Christmas is definitely a great time for me, and I would say that it's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, and this comes from the lyrics from this very popular Christmas song, which has the same name. It's the most wonderful time of the year, conveying the idea that Christmas is a special and joyous time. So I love it. And last but not least, this expression, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town, referring to the anticipation and excitement surrounding the arrival of Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. By the way, Christmas Eve is the day right before Christmas. So Christmas Eve would be December 24th, you know, at night. You know, right before Christmas. So that's amazing, right? So we have in there 5 expressions. Let me tell you that another time. First expression, Merry Christmas. Second expression, Happy Holidays. Third expression, Peace on Earth, Goodwill to Man. Fourth expression, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And number 5, Santa Claus is coming to town. But what about the word Christmas? Have you ever thought about the word Christmas? Well, let's talk a little bit about it. Well, this term Christmas is derived from the old English phrase Christes Mass, which means Christ's Mass. It refers to the religious celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas, Christ. Interesting. The term has been in use since the, you know, at least the 11th century, which means that it's been out there for a long time, very long time. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anoint or anointed one or Messiah. Mass is a term used in the Christian liturgy to refer to the celebration of the Eucharist, the central act of worship in many Christian traditions. You know, Christian traditions, I mean, you know, everything that we see in the churches, you know, the Catholic churches, the Protestant churches. So Christmas essentially means the celebration of the Mass of Christ. Over time, the word has come to represent not only the religious observance of Jesus' birth, but also the secular festivities and cultural traditions associated with the holiday season. You know, the season that we're talking about here. While the religious significance remains central for many, Christmas has evolved into a widely celebrated and cherished cultural and social occasion around the world. So we see a lot of celebrations out there in Japan and China and Finland and Brazil in the United States of America. We see that in Africa. We see this everywhere. Even in countries where Christianity is not the main religion in there. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I've been to a couple places. I'll talk a little bit about this, okay? So, interesting facts. In the 20th century, Jesus, this is Jesus' birthday. I don't know if Jesus was born on December 25th, but this is what we call Jesus' birthday. That's the Christmas. So Jesus was put aside for a while, and Santa Claus became the central figure in Christmas celebrations. Do you like this idea? Does it bother you in a way? How do you see this? So think about it. This is Jesus' birthday, so a lot of people today are not really talking about Jesus. They're talking about Santa Claus. So we don't see the image of Jesus at the shopping malls. We see the image of Santa Claus. So how do you like this idea? Is this okay for you? Does it bother you in a way? I don't know. It's just different, right? So how do you see this? So one interesting thing is that the commercialization of Christmas, along with the popularity of Santa Claus in literature, advertising, and also movies, solidified his position as a beloved symbol of the holiday season, right? So today, Santa Claus is a universal and enduring part of Christmas traditions and in many cultures around the world, not only here in Brazil, not only in the United States, but also in different parts of the world. So some people say that Santa Claus clothes are red because of a commercial created by Haddon Sudblom. He was the one who used to create commercials for Coca-Cola. So, and back in the 1930s, he created something. While some others might say it is because of traditional depictions, historical influence, and due to the symbolism of red, you know, the color red. Well, knowing that this world revolves around money, advertising, and sales, I assume the Coca-Cola is more likely to be responsible for that, but I cannot assure you. I cannot confirm this information. Speaking of which, you should definitely check the link in the description, okay? So since we're talking about advertising and sales in here, I have to let you know that Karina Fregoso and myself have put this amazing material together and created the one and only complete pronunciation course. You will not see anything even close to what we have produced together. If you're here and you can understand this podcast, you can follow me while I'm speaking 100% in English here with you, and you would love to improve both your speaking and listening skills, you should definitely check out the Pronunciation Masters. You know, I'm leaving the link here down below in the description so that you can also become a master in the art of speaking English. So just go there, check it out. I'm sure you're gonna love it. Sound good? Well, as I told you before, I have been traveling around and I've been to a couple places to spend Christmas. And let me share a little bit of this experience. I've been traveling around since 2007. 2007 was the first time I hopped on a plane and I was on the way to the United States. But I did not spend Christmas in the United States until 2016, if I'm not mistaken. And I could spend Christmas, of course, in Brazil because this is my home country. So most of my Christmas have been here in Brazil, but I also spent Christmas in the United States and also in Turkey. And the latter happens to be one of the Muslim countries. So Turkey is predominantly Muslim. 99% of the population is Muslim. However, we had Christmas tree, Santa Claus, and, you know, some of the celebrations. But, of course, they were not celebrating Jesus' birth. You know what I'm saying? That was more like the traditional Christmas around the world instead of talking about Jesus' birthday. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I was just like, well, maybe Santa Claus has been important for the traditions. You know what I'm saying? So, it's something that is not more religious and it's more like, you know, a tradition of Christmas, which is very interesting. I was really enjoying spending my holiday season in Turkey because, you know, that's a cultural experience. That's something that's very different from my religion, from my experience here in Brazil. So, you know, if you have a chance to go to a different country to experience the holiday seasons, to experience Christmas, go. It's amazing. It makes you grow a certain way. That's just amazing. Like you grow up, you become a better human being. You start understanding more about the different cultures and all that. So they're pretty different and cool, actually. But each and every one of us celebrated differently. So here in Brazil, I know that we get together with our families. Usually we drink a lot. I don't know if it happens in your family, but usually on Christmas Eve, December 24th, we drink a lot. I mean, not me, because I don't drink alcoholic drinks, but you know, my cousins, my relatives in general, they drink a lot. Man, at midnight, they're drunk already. So we try to have a supper, which is, you know, the delicious foods that we eat. But, you know, my cousins and uncles and aunts, they're already drunk. So we pretty much exchange gifts and stuff. We have a good time, but it's not really what I picture as the best way to celebrate Christmas. But this is a very traditional way to do here in Brazil. While I was in the United States, well, we had the Christmas exchange. On the 24th, we had food. We had a good time. We read, you know, a couple things. That was more like a peaceful thing. And, you know, I would say like a quiet kind of Christmas. We exchanged gifts. What else did we do? Oh, we also were listening to a lot of Christmas carols. Christmas carols all the way around. You're listening to Frank Sinatra and Adam something. I forgot his last name. But that was different. And that was very cold outside. Completely different from the Christmas season here in Brazil, because it's very hot outside at this time and usually it rains. But that was a great experience. Well, in Turkey, when I was there in 2018, December 2018, I was in Ankara and it was snowing. So I could see snow. I could see the Christmas tree full of real snow, you know, covered in real snow. So that was a very nice experience. And in the hotel where we were staying, I could hear Christmas carols. That was a great time as well. Very traditional, very similar to the Western culture, the Western traditions. But of course, nobody was celebrating Jesus' birthday, because this is a Muslim country. So they have a different way to celebrate it. So here, since we're talking about traditions and stuff, I'm going to teach y'all something that's going to be really important for you. Are you ready for it? I've got some questions in here and I want you to notice something. Question number one. How do you celebrate Christmas? How do you celebrate Christmas? Question number two. Do you get together with your relatives, or do you get together with your relatives? Question number three. Do you have a special supper? Do you have a special supper? Number four. Do y'all exchange gifts? Do y'all exchange gifts? Question number five. Do your relatives get drunk? Do your relatives get drunk? The next one is, do y'all pray together? Do y'all pray together? Next question is, do you usually go to your parents' house? Or do you usually go to your grandparents' home? Do you usually go to your parents' house? Or do you usually go to your grandparents' home? Next one, do y'all chip in for food and drinks? Okay, let me answer some of them. How do you celebrate Christmas? It depends on a lot of stuff. So usually I stay home with my mom and we have this nice supper and we watch TV. That's it. So very quiet in the house. But lately I've been going to Natalie's family's place where they have a big party. You know, the family comes together and they have a good time. Second question, do you get together with your relatives? No, I don't. I don't get together with my uncles, aunts anymore. I used to, but now I don't, because they usually live in different states. So I'm from Belo Horizonte, Minas Gerais, but my relatives are from Rio de Janeiro. Some of them live in São Paulo, so we don't get together. Do you have a special supper? Yes, we always have that delicious turkey, the chicken Chester. We have, you know, some different traditional foods, and that's always great. y'all exchange gifts? I used to when I was a kid and a teenager, but lately I haven't really exchanged a lot of gifts. Do your relatives get drunk? Always. Always get drunk. Do y'all pray together? No, we don't. Usually we pray by ourselves, and maybe sometimes my aunt will call it out. They go like this, hey, midnight, time to pray, time to say a prayer. And then we get together, but it's not very traditional. Do you usually go to your parents' house, or do you usually go to your grandparents' home? This is my first year as a married man, so I might go see my mom, but I'm not sure about how we're going to celebrate it yet. But I never went to my grandparents' home when I was a kid. First, because my grandmother used to live in Rio de Janeiro, and we didn't have a lot of money to travel like that. And my other grandmother, my mom's mother, she used to live in our home. So yeah, we always stayed together. But she passed away when I was 8 years old, which means 29 years. This is crazy. And here is the last question. Do y'all chip in for food and drinks? When I spend time with my family during the holiday seasons, yes, we always chip in. And by chip in, I mean all of us pass the hat around and everybody gives some money. You know, we collect money from everybody so that we can buy the food and the drinks. So this is a tradition. Well, as you might have noticed, all the questions I just asked and answered are in simple present. That's because I'm asking about tradition or routine, something that usually happens. However, if I wanted to talk about last Christmas, for example, I would have used the simple past. For example, instead of saying, how do you celebrate Christmas? I would just say, how did you celebrate Christmas last year? Did you get together with your relatives? Did you have a special supper? Did y'all exchange gifts? Did your relatives get drunk? Did y'all pray together? Did you go to your grandparents' home, or did you go to your parents' house? Did y'all chip in for food and drinks? One thing that's interesting about pronunciation. So instead of saying did you can also say did you, or simply Jew. So how did you celebrate could be how did you celebrate? How did you celebrate? Or simply how'd you celebrate? How'd you celebrate Christmas last year? Sound good? Well, enough grammar, because this is not the main point in here. So before you go anywhere, I would like to recommend a place for your next Christmas. This place is called Santa Claus Village in the Arctic Circles in Rovaniemi. Rovaniemi is in Finland, and this is what their website reads. So I'm gonna read the website, so check it out. Experience the magic of Christmas every day of the year. Santa Claus Village is located in Rovaniemi, Finland, the official hometown of Santa Claus. Santa Claus has made Lapland in northern Finland his home for centuries, and the Arctic Circle is close to his heart because many Christmas secrets are rooted in this magical place. So Santa Claus Village is a family destination with plenty to see and do for all ages. Here's wishing you an unforgettable visit. Greetings, the Santa Claus Village family. So this is definitely a place that you should go. It's called Rovaniemi in Finland, and definitely it is a place that I would love to visit. And besides going to the village and maybe spending some time at the Snow Hotel, which is a very nice hotel that I should go there very soon, hopefully, you should also experience one of the most incredible phenomena of nature, the Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis. Aurora Borealis, or the Northern Lights. And this is what you can experience while going there. But this means while there is no guarantee for that to happen, because it's a natural phenomenon, you can go for a search, right? So this is what the website reads. The colorful Northern Lights playing in the sky are one of the most beautiful phenomena in nature. The geographical location of the Santa Claus Village and the surrounding area makes it a suitable area to encounter the Northern Lights. it's important to remember that the northern lights are a natural phenomenon. This means that while there is no guarantee you'll see them, the search will be even more exciting. Imagine you guys going for the northern lights. You're looking for it. You're going for it. That should be really interesting. So here's an amazing place for you to spend next Christmas. Make sure you write a letter to Santa asking him if you could pay him a visit. This is exactly what I did, and that's what I'm about to do. Well, Santa Claus was here in the beginning of this podcast, so apparently it's my time to go. You know, we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind the Language, your dose of English and culture. So today we talk about Christmas. You learn expressions, you learn how to ask questions to talk about tradition and routine. We even learn how to ask the same kind of questions in the past when you talk about the last Christmas or the other Christmases. And well, make sure you follow me at teacher.rodrigonorato and also our team at English in Brazil. I'm Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil. Thank you very much for being here. I really do hope you have an amazing Christmas with your family, with your friends, by yourself. If you're in Brazil, the United States, Angola, China, Turkey, anywhere around the world, I wish you the best. I hope to see you in episode 45. I'll see you then. Holla at your boy.